The old lady put out her hand, and, drawing Polly to her knee, looked into her face with such kind eyes that Polly forgot the impressive cap, and smiled at her confidently, for she saw that her simple music had pleased her listener, and she felt glad to know it.
"You mustn't mind my staring, dear," said Madame, softly pinching her rosy cheek. "I haven't seen a little girl for so long. It does my old eyes good to look at you."
Polly thought that a very odd speech, and couldn't help saying,
"Aren't Fan and Maud little girls, too?"
"Oh, dear, no, not what I call little girls. Fan has been a young lady this 2 years, and Maud is a spoiled baby. Your mother's a very sensible woman, my child."
"What a queer old lady," thought Polly. But she said,
"Yes'm,"
respectfully, and looked at the fire.
"You don't understand what I mean, do you?"
asked Madame, still holding her by the chin.
"No'm, not quite."
"Well, my dear, I'll tell you. In my day, children of 14 and 15 didn't dress in the height of the fashion, go to parties as nearly like those of grown people as it's possible to make them, lead idle, giddy, unhealthy lives, and get blasé at 20. We were little folks till 18 or so, worked and studied, dressed and played like children, honored our parents, and our days were much longer in the land than now, it seems to me."